From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has spoken about Saturday's attack on the Afghan hospital in which at least 22 people died. That story now from VOA's Victor Beatty.
Carter, at the start of a five-day European trip, expressed sorrow at the loss of life at the hospital operated by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders.
This is a tragic loss of life. Your hearts can only go out to innocent people who are caught up in this kind of violence. And then a determination that, as far as the United States is concerned, and as far as our forces are concerned, that we be full transparent about our investigation.
Carter said American assets were engaged in the Kunduz vicinity. He could not say what connection with the attack on the hospital there might be at this time. He said the situation is confused and complicated, and it may take some time to get the facts. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Militants claiming loyalty to the Islamic State say they were behind two of Friday's explosions in neighborhoods around Nigeria's capital, Abuja, killed 15 people, wounded dozens of others. In June of last year, more than 20 people were killed and dozens wounded in a bomb blast in a popular city shopping area. The Nigerian militant group Boko Haram has carried out similar attacks in the past. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Sunday the Middle East would be destroyed if Russia's aerial bombardment of militants opposed to his government does not succeed. Mr. Assad's comments came as Russia intensified its airstrikes against the insurgents. U.S. accuses Russia of seeking to support Assad by targeting Western-backed opponents of his government instead of the Islamic State fighters. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced tough new measures Sunday against Palestinian extremists because of a recent surge in violence. Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian Sunday who stabbed and wounded an Israeli teen outside of Jerusalem's Old City. Israel imposed a two-day ban Sunday which restricts access to the Old City after a Palestinian man killed two Israelis and wounded two others in a stabbing attack Saturday. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld explains what prompted the measures.
The Old City is only open to residents of the Old City, and this is a drastic measure that's being taken in order to make sure that no further attacks during the Jewish festival, where you can see thousands of people are visiting the Old City. Our police units are in and around the different areas at the moment.
The government of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas denounced the restrictions as an Israeli escalation against Palestinians. North Korea says it's releasing a South Korean university student with permanent residency in the U.S. who has been detained since he illegally crossed the border nearly 6 months ago. South Korea's unification ministry says 21-year-old Ju-won Moon is being repatriated today. Ju's release comes ahead of a scheduled reunion later this month of families of the Korean War that ended in an uneasy truce between the Communist North and the Democratic South. Death toll from last week's massive landslide on the outskirts of Guatemala's capital has risen to 131. Officials say young children and newborn babies were included in the toll. The landslide struck a village about 15 kilometers east of the capital, Guatemala City. More than 100 people remain missing, and chances of finding any survivors are highly unlikely. Julio Sanchez, spokesman for Guatemala's volunteer firefighters, says they've noticed the names of people missing on social media, and they're trying to follow up. President Alejandro Maldonado said several countries, including the United States and Cuba, have offered to help. Torrential rains pounded the French Riviera over the weekend, dumping nearly 18 centimeters of rain in 3 hours on the Mediterranean coastline, authorities saying at least 17 people were killed. French President Francois Hollande visited the region on Sunday, expressing condolences to the families. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton due to unveil new proposals today to strengthen gun control in the U.S. Her announcement comes less than a week after a 26-year-old gunman killed 9 people at a U.S. school. For Republican candidates, the response to mass shootings is not to enact more laws, they say, that would stop the next shooter from obtaining a gun.
That's the latest world news from VOA.